Now the world don't move to the beat of just one drum. What might be right for you may not be right for some. A man is born, he's a man of means. Then along come two, they got nothing but the genes. But they got different strokes it takes, different strokes it takes, different strokes to move the world. Everybody finds a way to shine. It don't matter that you got not a lot. So what? They'll have theirs and you'll have yours and I'll have mine. And together we'll be fine. Cause it takes different strokes to move the world. Yes, it does. It takes different strokes to move the world.
Miss Bear, can I have a donut?
Well, you just had one, Arnold.
That thing was 10% donut and 90% whole.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Hey, where's Willis?
Well, he didn't want any breakfast.
Yeah, because I made a deal with him to eat for both of us.
What's the matter? Is Willis sick?
Oh, he's just a little down in the dumps.
Well, why is he down in the dumps?
I don't know. Maybe it's just a habit. In Harlem, you're always down in the dumps.
What?
Just a little uptown humor, folks.
Daddy, who are you playing tennis with today?
Oh, just some fella I do some business with. I gotta make a couple of calls before he picks me up. I'll see you all later.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We're gonna take Willis's donut and cheer him up. Hey, Willis. Brought you a donut for breakfast.
How come there's a bite missing?
Maybe we got mice.
Well, the mouse who sleeps in the upper bunk can eat the rest of the donut.
The mouse thanks you. What do you want to do today, Willis? It's Saturday.
I know it's Saturday. I don't want to do nothing.
Willis, you're already doing that. Let's play something.
Go hide in the closet.
Okay. What kind of game was that?
No game. Just hide in the closet.
Willis, what's the matter with you? If your face gets any longer, you'd be tripping over your lips.
See, Arnold, this morning, I finally found out what's bugging me. I miss my old club back in Harlem.
You do?
Yeah. We used to meet every Saturday, and since I moved up here, I missed every meeting.
Well, unless you got a perfect attendance record.
I sure do miss them. Bubba and Tiny and Charles and Vernon. They was the best friends I ever had.
Yeah. Well, I miss some things, too. Like playing stickball in the street.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. Except when we accidentally broke a window.
You mean one that wasn't broken already?
See, that's what I'm talking about. In Harlem, there was always somebody hanging around the streets. I could walk outside and see some of my buddies anytime.
Except for a couple, you can only see on visiting days.
The guy I miss the most is Bubba. We used to hang around the candy store.
You know, I used to like to play kick the can with the guys, but you never let me play.
That's because they wanted to use you for the can.
Look, Willis, if you stop to think about it, we got everything a guy can want right here. And what we don't have, they deliver.
This has nothing to do with money. And besides, this isn't ours. It's all Mr. Drummond's.
Well, besides all this, you got the greatest thing in the world.
What?
Me for a brother.
Listen, Arnold, you are a terrific brother.
Well, you won't get an argument out of me.
Sometimes a guy needs his buddies, not just family.
Can a man be friend and family at the same time?
Sometimes. See, it's hard to explain. You get something from friends that you don't get from family.
I see. Friends can't send you to your room when you're bad.
Friends share secrets. They're your own agent and they know what's coming down.
I still don't get it.
Look, Arnold, I love you, Mrs. Garrett, and Kimberly and Mr. Drummond. But sometimes a guy needs his buddies like Bubba. He makes me happy in a different way.
See, Willis, I'm trying to cheer you up. I think you're cheering me down.
Arnold, please leave me alone.
But look at all the fun we can have. We can catch a frog and put it in Kimberly's bed.
No, Arnold.
Yeah, you're right. With her luck, it'll turn into a prince.
Do me a favor, Arnold. Just let me be.
Hey, Willis. Let's go down to the schoolyard and shoot some baskets.
Arnold, I said let me be.
Come on. Hey, Willis.
What? Arnold, I don't want to play basketball here.
No, you didn't, Donnie, you dumbhead.
Why didn't you reach up and grab the ball?
I tried, but I got a short reacher.
What was that?
What was the crack?
Anybody hurt?
No, we're fine, but this ain't the clock's finest hour.
Oh, good Lord!
You know you're not supposed to play basketball in the living room.
Boy, Mr. D gonna give it to us.
Don't blame me. You were the thrower, I was the throwee.
When Mr. Drummond finds out, you're gonna be the spanky.
Oh, no, he won't, Mrs. Garrett. Daddy's fair. He'd never spank the boys if it was only an accident.
My head believes you, but my other hand says get out of town.
Yeah, my hand's with his hand.
You're wrong, guys. Believe me, I know Daddy a lot better than you do.
So long, family. I'm off to play tennis. What happened to the clock?
I broke it, Mr. D. It's my fault.
No, I did it. You can believe me, because when Willis breaks something, I'm the first to admit it.
It was an accident.
Well, okay. Accidents do happen once in a while. Having three kids doesn't help your odds. No, you don't need to laugh it up, Arnold. I'm not going to spank you.
Hey, just a little insurance.
I'll see you all later, guys. And listen, let's ease up on the accidents, okay?
Sorry. Now, see what I tell you guys about Daddy.
If I had a daddy like that, I'd still be living home. Throwing a ball in the living room, I mean.
We gotta be careful, Arnold. We can't break no more of Mr. D's nice things.
Right.
Fellas, they're not just Daddy's things. They're our things.
What'd you do, Monk Him?
We share things. All this is ours.
Ours, huh? Can I cheer you up? All this is ours.
Well, so why didn't you cheering up?
It's nothing, Kimberly.
Nothing is right. He misses his dumb club meetings in Harlem on Saturdays.
Now, don't go knocking my club, because you're just a mascot.
So?
So, you're the mascot only because the dog ran away.
Oh, Willis, is that why you got the blahs? I know. Why don't you call your friends and invite them to meet here?
Here? In your apartment?
There you go again, Willis.
It's our apartment.
You got it.
Now, Willis would just catch it.
Willis, why don't you just call your friends and invite them over? And I'm sure if you ask Mrs. Garrett, she'll serve some cake and stuff.
Well...
I'll go ask her for you.
You know, I really like that Kimberly. Especially the way she uses the word ours.
Do you think she really means it? Like, this is ours, and that's ours, and this is ours, and this chair is ours.
You finally tuned in on the right station. Ours, ours. This is all ours.
It just sunk in. Arnold, we are loaded. Let's face it, Rich is better.
Yeah, you can tattoo that one on my piggy bank.
I'm gonna call up Bubba and the gang. Where do they see this pad? It ain't nothing like that shack they used to meet in.
Yeah, I never been in a room that small that couldn't flush. What do you think they say when they see this place?
You mean before or after they freak out? Hey, remember what you first said when you seen this penthouse?
Yeah. I said, I do believe I've died and gone to heaven.
I can't wait to see the guys.
Me too.
You think they'll have enough money for the subway? You know, it's Saturday.
So what?
Yeah, but they always broke by Saturday. I guess because they broke the rest of the week, too.
You don't need no money to get here.
Run that by me again?
Willis, Mr. Drummond's just picked up a tennis, right?
Right.
Which leaves us with our chauffeur waiting downstairs with our limousine.
Oh, wait till they see that long black limo pull up. They're gonna think somebody died.
Welcome, gentlemen. Come in. Come on in.
Hey, I'm Bubba, the club press.
I'm Mrs. Garrett, the housekeeper.
I thought our housekeepers who work downtown was black.
No, a few of us white ones are being bussed in.
She's cool.
Oh, thanks, Bubba.
Hey, this is Vernon, the club secretary. Because he's the only one who didn't flunk spelling.
Hi, Vernon.
That's V-E-R-N-O-N. How you doing, Miss Garrett?
That's G-A-R-R-E-T-T.
Hey, right on.
Yeah. And this is Charles, the former impeached and still treasurer.
Former impeached treasurer?
That's me.
There wasn't any money in the treasury, so it didn't make no difference nohow.
Your treasury's like my hope chest. There's nothing in either one of them.
What's happening?
All right.
Hi, Tiny.
Hi, Tiny.
How you doing, Mr. Garrett?
Just fine.
Tiny will eat anything that don't eat him first.
Man, will you dig this place? Place is bigger than the subway station.
Yeah, and it smells better, too.
Classier than a subway station. This is more like a funeral parlor.
It's better than a funeral parlor. You don't have to be lying down to enjoy it. All right, fellas, loosen your belts and practice swallowing. Now, food's coming soon. Make yourself comfortable, kids. Willis, your guests are here!
Stuff for?
Is it Kunta Kinte's birthday?
Man, it's your styling, boy.
I can't stand the glare.
Ooh. Ain't we too much?
Like somebody said, if you got it, flaunt it, brother.
Man, you done stepped into it this time.
I keep telling you guys, these are our old clothes.
We're so fancy, we wear cufflinks to bed.
You guys just ain't used to seeing us like this. You know us when we used to be poor.
We also knew you when you used to be black.
Yeah, we really missed you, brother.
Refreshments will be ready in a minute, gentlemen.
If we need anything, we'll tingle.
You really doing okay, huh?
We doing better than okay. We doing all right. Ain't this joint fantastic?
Man, you guys are lucky to be living in this penthouse.
We're so high up, we're safe from the pigeons.
Let me show you our expensive antiques and heavy stuff. This is an antique mirror. This is one of our prized possessions. It calls way up there in the big books.
How much?
Just think of the biggest number you can and add a row of zeros.
Hey, man, watch it!
This antique chair is 200 years old. You break it, you'll be 200 years old when you're through paying for it. That'll make you an antique.
Is it okay if we just stand here and breathe?
Hi, guys.
It's a main man now.
What's going on?
I'm having a club meeting for my old partners from Harlem.
Well, what a pleasant surprise.
Everybody, this is Mr. Drummond.
Hello.
Hi. Drummond.
Mr. Drummond, this is Bubba, Charles, Tiny, and Vernon.
I'm very glad to meet you boys. Welcome to our home.
Our home.
Our. Love that word.
What are you two all dressed up for?
Hey, I thought you said those was your old clothes.
They are. We wore them 2 weeks straight.
We got so many clothes in the closet, we get thank you notes from our mas.
Arnold, what are you talking about?
Us and the man got it all. Color TV, stereo, tape recorders, everything.
And we got them the hard way, without going on a quiz show.
We'll have a little talk later about everything we got.
Oh, hi, Daddy.
Hi.
I told Wills it was okay to have his club meeting here.
Well, of course it is. Fellas, have you met my daughter, Kimberly?
Oh. Hello.
Hey, Kimberly.
Hi.
How you doing?
How you doing?
Told you we got everything, even a live-in sister.
Thanks, Arnold.
Hey, Mr. Drummond, that sure was a sharp limousine that you gave Willis for Christmas.
Oh? Is that what he told you?
Yeah.
Well, we'll get out of your way, guys. Nice to meet you all.
Bye-bye. It was nice meeting you.
What in the world is going on in there with Arnold and Willis? They are telling their friends the most ridiculous things.
Daddy, I'm afraid it's all my fault they're being so obnoxious.
I hate to say this, Mr. Drummond, but I think that your money is going to their heads.
And their mouths, too. I was afraid that this might happen sooner or later.
Well, Daddy, don't blame them too much. I mean, I told them that everything that was yours and mine was theirs. Now I sort of want to take it back.
Hey. This meeting is called to order. As president of this club, I'm starting the meeting. Anybody went a member, get lost. That means you.
Oh, my brother can sit anywhere he wants to sit. This is our living room.
Thank you, Willis.
Okay, this meeting is called to order. Charles, read the treasurer's report.
Stand up, man. The treasurer's report. We are broke.
Mr. Treasury, what happened to the 89 cents we had?
I had to buy this notebook and pencil to write down that we are broke.
If it's money you need, you came to the right place. I pledge $1,000.
Say what?
Maybe less.
Shut up, Arnold. You ain't even a member.
Oh, that's right.
Hold it. You guys ain't got nothing to worry about money. Because from now on, we're going to hold all our future meetings in our fancy pad with free food. And if nature calls, we got enough plumbing for everybody.
Now, I make a motion that that's what we do.
I second that motion.
I third it, then it's passed.
Holy fancy pants, you're out of order.
Says who?
Says me.
Break it up, bloods.
Now I got it all figured out. Okay. Before I tell you my ideas to give the club a shot in the treasury, I move we make my brother a member of the club.
I second that motion.
Okay. You can't do that. According to the rules of this club, Arnold is too young.
Yeah. Right.
So, I'll grow a mustache. And now that I'm a member,
member, I make a motion that my brother Willis be elected president. Instead of you.
Look, Arnold, you ain't a member and I am the president.
Yeah. Oh, Bubba, yeah. Stop acting like a big shot.
Hey, do you believe this dude?
Hey, you talking to the generous guy who's nice enough to let you use his place.
Let me lay this on you, Mr. Generosity.
Yeah.
I make a motion that we kick Willis out of the club.
Yeah, oh, that's right, man.
Hell, you guys can't. Now, you crazy.
I make another motion. Hey, we'll let Arnold be a member of this club so we can kick him out, too.
I second that motion.
I third it.
Right. Yes. Hey, what are you talking about? Hold it! What's going on here?
Hey, look, Willis, you ain't the same guy you used to be. You ain't one of us anymore.
Sure I am.
No, no, man. You think because you're living here now, you're something and we're nothing.
Yeah. He never said that.
Hey, a skunk don't have to say nothing before he lets you have it.
When you get it, you sure know what he had in mind.
Oh, come on. You guys got it all wrong.
Yeah. Willis was just trying to... tell him, Willis.
Hey, man, he don't have to tell us nothing. Our club ain't for you anymore, bitch kid.
All right, now, come on, Bubba. I'm the same old Willis, and he's the same old Darnold.
Yeah, sure. And it's the midnight mission. So long, Willis. Come on, man.
Hey, hold it, guys.
Hey, man, if this is what moving downtown does to you, we'll stay in Harlem.
I'm here. Right.
Yeah. And we'll take the subway home. You know what you can do with your limousine?
Yeah.
Crazy.
Those guys are just jealous. They ain't my friends.
Yeah. They're just jealous, I guess.
I thought they'd be happy for us, but I was wrong.
Right. You're wrong.
Yeah, I tried to be nice to Bubba and he stabs me in the back.
If you're gonna stab somebody, that's the right place to do it.
Let's face it, Arnold. When you make it big, your old friends don't like you anymore.
Yeah. Then you made it bigger than you thought because you don't have a friend left.
Oh, who needs those turkeys?
Yeah. Who needs them?
I tell you, you need them. I need them. I'll run those guys out of here. I acted like a
skunk.
And I rubbed your noses in it. No wonder they walked out on me.
Well, it wasn't much of a club meeting, was it?
I really blew it, Mr. Drummond. I did a dumb thing. I'm ashamed of myself.
Well, I helped you blow it. Could you be ashamed of me, too?
Well, fellas, is there anything that you can think of to do about it?
Yeah. Man, I'm going back to Harlem, tell those guys I'm sorry, and beg them to let me back in the club.
Yeah, I'm going, too, and ask them if I can be mascot again. I'll even learn to bark if they want me to.
Come on, Harlem. Say, Mr. Drummond.
No, forget it. You take the subway. I hope you realize something, guys. Nothing in this world can replace a lost friend.
Amen.
Amen.
And by the way, I guess you know now that being well-to-do isn't always a blessing.
I'm glad it didn't happen to me till I was 8.
Check with you, Mr. Drummond.
Bye.
Okay.
We're gonna come back again. Bye.
Bye.
Different strokes and things, different strokes and things, different strokes and things.